When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your Very Toy Detective Transformers News Update for Saturday, May 30th, 2020. JT Prime on TFW 2005 was able to dig up listing information indicating the existence of an Earthrise Blue Streak. On the surface, this is hardly an unexpected development, following on from the known mainline smokescreen coming this summer, and the two-pack featuring Prowl along with Ironhide that was discovered through an Amazon product page. It's a little more informative than that, though. Because while the listing can't be directly accessed right now, its title includes some useful data. Immediately, Blue Streak looks like a single release rather than another multi-pack. That would rule out the previously considered outcome of Blue Streak and Ratchet being paired, as Prowl and Ironhide have been. Blue Streak also looks like it will be an exclusive or other form of irregular release, thanks to the absence of assortment information in the product description. The information even includes the Hasbro product number, which helps a bit more, and starts us off on the more toy detective portions of today's program. The product code I'm referring to is a 5-character string, starting with the letter E, and a 4-digit sequence. Blue Streak is E7463 for reference. By the way, there's probably going to be a lot of numbers and letters as I walk through this, so if you have an easier time absorbing information visually, make sure to go to tfradio.net and search for RFC News Desk 099 for the blog post, which will have a summary of this information. The German wholesale website the Blue Streak info came from also had some other entries for things that have already been dug up, including the Decepticon clones and Seeker sets we know are Target exclusives in the US, plus Autobot Alliance, which is the Ironhide and Prowl 2-pack, and Alternate Universe Optimus Prime, which we believe are Amazon exclusives. With each of these was a product code, as well as two product codes in sequence that did not have specific names associated with them. This tells us that Autobot Alliance is 7461, and Alternate Universe Optimus Prime is 7462. The Seekers, meanwhile, are E8623, and the clones are E8624. See the pattern yet? It looks very much like the product code groups match retail outlets. Target's known exclusives are sequential in the 86 range, or probably more specifically the 862 range, while what we believe to be our Amazon exclusives fall in sequence within 746. Following this logic, we can infer that Blue Streak will be another Amazon item. This goes a little further too, but first we need to talk about a different set of codes. Earthrise, like Siege before it, uses WFC serial codes for each unique product. Right now we have up to WFC E39 allocated in Earthrise. But between WFC E26 through WFC E33 was a large gap. 8 slots that didn't have identified toys. Now little by little that started to fill in. This block is exclusives or otherwise non-standard retail items. Target Seekers are E29 and the clones are E30, for example. We got a couple more identified within this grouping. The Autobot Alliance pack was referenced as E31 on the Amazon France product page, which has since been deactivated, and that listing also referenced an Elite Hunters set as E27. Elite Hunters hasn't yet had a product listing found with a Hasbro product code, but my personal belief is that it being directly referenced in product copy for an Amazon product indicates it is also an Amazon product. The conclusion I'm drawing is that we're looking at 4 exclusives each for Amazon and Target, and there may be some parity between batches. For instance, Target's clones and Seekers would basically match Autobot Alliance, a known 2-pack, and Elite Hunters, which is implicitly at least a 2-pack. 2 2-packs per retailer. We could follow this along and infer individual Deluxe Blue Streak would be matched by another single Deluxe on the Target side. Maybe Ratchet? Or someone else entirely? Alternate Universe Optimus Prime would then be matched by another Leader exclusive from Target. If we assume Alternate Universe Optimus is not the recently deceased Optimus that just leaked, that opens the possibility of Dead Optimus coming out through Target, at least in the United States. and assuming it's not an orphaned SDCC exclusive, as some of us are speculating. In any case, we have a pretty plausible pattern, and to one degree or another, it ties up 6 out of that batch of 8 serial codes that seem to get skipped between Earthrise's regular second and third waves. What might be of further interest is that some of these wholesale listings were marked as being under embargo until July 24th. That would be why none of the specific details are accessible right now. Of course, the Amazon items that we've been able to access so far all showed a release date of July 1st. The embargo might be set purposely a little later than it needs to be, just to make sure nobody accidentally jumps the gun. It can always be withdrawn early after the planned official announcement happens. We're still waiting for a Transformers Fans First Friday on Hasbro Pulse. We had Scorponok's packaging mock-up revealed to us this past Friday, but that's poor substitute for the reveal streams the other brands have had, and looks more like a stopgap move because the Transformers reveals aren't quite ready to go yet. Once it does happen, we can reasonably expect details on these exclusives to be among what's shown to us. In the meantime, we'll have to keep putting the pieces together for ourselves. This Toy Detective Special Edition of the RFC News Desk is, as always, made possible by our listeners and fans like you. There's plenty of ways that you can help out. Become a patron and directly support this and everything else that we do, while getting access to some cool benefits and rewards. You can find that at patreon.com/tfradio. You can also buy RFC merchandise at tfradio.net/shirt, where you'll find shirts, stickers, mugs, face masks, and probably even more. And the easiest way of all, just do your normal everyday Amazon shopping by first using our affiliate link, tfradio.net/Amazon. Once you do, a little bit of your purchase price gets taken away from Amazon and is given to us instead. How can you possibly argue with logic like that? For more News Desk and Toy Detective content, along with everything else we do, visit tfradio.net. You can watch us record Radio Free Cybertron every Wednesday night at tfradio.net/live. And you can chat with us during the show, or just hang out throughout the week on our Discord server at tfradio.net/discord. I'm Chris, and this has been your daily Transformers news update and Toy Detective bonus feature from the RFC News Desk.
Save big on brunch for Mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each, then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.